basic guitar chords. One thing that's played a great deal by musicians and all guitarists are chords. When several notes are played together, that's a chord. Open or folk, chords are what many beginners start with, not because they're easy, but because they are one of the most popular types of chords. If you think of playing chords on a piano, you'll realize that several keys are pressed at the same time so that they all play together and produce a harmonious sound. When playing chords on a guitar, you have to hold down several strings and strum across them all in a fluid movement to get the same effect. Open chords have one or more strings that are not fretted or pressed down. They're played a lot in country and folk music. When fingering chords on the guitar, it's important not to touch the adjacent strings. Otherwise, you will not get the true sound. Chords can be in a minor key, a dominant key, or a major key. The letter M after a chord will tell you that it's a minor key, while the number 7 tells you it's a dominant. If there's no letter M or 7, then the chord is a major key. The hardest chord for a beginner is the F chord because only one finger is used to fret the top two notes. However, with plenty of practice, you'll soon get the hang of it. You can get free downloadable chord charts from the internet with pictures to show you finger positions. A guitar chord diagram will look a bit like a grid with dots. The letter on the top right of the grid represents the name of the chord. If it's a C, then that will be a C chord. The white dots, somewhere near the letter, represent those strings that are played open, or not fretted. The black dots on the grid will show you where to place your fingers. The 6 horizontal lines are the frets on your guitar, and the topmost line being the nut of your guitar. The nut is like the very first fret, only it's a lot thicker than all the others, and you don't use it as a fret. It just holds the strings up off the wood. The 6 vertical lines are, of course, the strings. The line on the left is your low E string, the thickest. If there's no dot on a string, and no white dot above it, then it is not played at all. To play a C chord, you will play A string on the 3rd fret, D string on the 2nd fret, G string open, and B string on the 1st fret. High E string is open, so you play all but the low E string. If you see a number 5 at the left of the grid, it means that the fret played is the 5th fret. When learning which fingers to use, it's helpful to know that the thumb is P, and the fingers are numbered 1 through 4, starting with the index finger.